You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, who's the head of wealth at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. The whole Brexit thing is the sort of the backdrop to today's discussion, Greg. And I don't understand quite why people are so optimistic, because Jean-Claude Juncker stands up with Boris Johnson and they look very chummy and everything. And then the DUP in the UK, which I think has 12 votes and will swing the vote in Boris Johnson's favour, have just said, no, we don't like this one. Sorry about that. And so it's back to square one. Am I being a cynic?
I actually popped out for briefly for about an hour over lunch, and I basically missed the sort of Brexit sort of bull market, which fizzled out after an hour, exactly as you said, played out there. Initially looked like some sort of deal that, you know, leaders on TV shaking hands, talking openly with the press. But then again, the deal seems to be scuppered. So this is proving much more difficult than anyone realized. But it does feel like it's sort of almost tantalizingly close.
Yeah, it's very. I mean, at least the two most important people in the whole process, individually anyway, have come to an agreement. But it was very interesting that after they had their very brief press conference where we said, yeah, we've got a deal, and Boris Johnson said, yeah, Britain's going to be great again, and all that rubbish, they concluded it, and someone's shouted for a comment from the press. The large amount of press, both British and European, and indeed global, said, yeah, give us a comment, something like that. And Jean-Claude Juncker just wagged his finger, and he said, no, you listen to me. I'm happy we've got a deal, but I'm not happy about Brexit. And then they walked off. And he had a bit of a smile on his face, but goodness me, there's a long way to go.
Yeah, there's just so many big egos and personalities and so much at stake and such complex moving parts which change at any minute. I mean, I think that they generally concerned that if the UK breaks away and becomes, you know, super sort of aggressive on the trade side, that Europe, you know, sort of slow to move its legislation and so on, might be a little bit left behind by sort of a more mobile UK.
Well, I don't know if you've been to the UK recently, but it's certainly mobile, except this morning on the tubes when the Extinction People movement tried to disrupt the tube journeys of many, many Londoners, and they got beaten up. But that's another story, Greg. Let's have a look at what happened today. In general terms, what was the mood on the JSE?
Yeah, as you said, there is a Brexit rally, and that fizzled out. And you know, volume a little bit higher than normal. It's been picking up the last few days. Nice bounce back in the gold price, back up to 14.92. I think that's almost a barometer now of Brexit now. And briefly, the gold price dipped, and then it weakened almost immediately. Ran back at 14.81. So an interesting day, really, but not really going anywhere.
Let's have a look at the spot prices. According to shenet.co.za, the dollar rand is 14.81, the British pound against the rand 19.02, the euro rand 16.47. The euro dollar, this is a bit of a move here, euro dollar 1.1115, which is a stronger euro, weaker US dollar. I suppose that's a Brexit story, a 0.4% move, and that doesn't sound like a lot, but recently we've been used to unchanged to 0.1, 0.2 here and there, so a little bit of a move there. 1 euro buying you now 1.1115 US dollars. On the commodities markets, the gold price, as you quite rightly said, 14.92, which is up $3. We'll take that. Platinum is down to 8.85. Palladium, Greg, it was 7.78, I think it was this morning. Where is it now?
Yeah, it's pulled back a little bit. Trading at the moment at 17.64. So I think we probably put in a high at 17.80.
Right. The Brent crude oil price, 59.24, down 14. That's gone quiet for the last two or three days. And if we look at the United States of America, Dow Jones, could we possibly have 3 days in a row where it doesn't break out of a 50-point range? Because it's 27,039 at the moment, the Dow, up 37, which again is a gain. S&P is just below 3,000. Up a third of a percent, NASDAQ up a third as well, FTSE up 0.5%, and so it goes on. JSE now, let's have a look at the most viewed shares. Any stories there?
Yeah, as we were saying there, a bounce back in the gold and platinum counters for Banya, number one on the list, up 2%. EOH giving up some of yesterday's gains, just down 1.4%. Steinhoff, a perennial. I actually saw a broker, I'm not going to say the name, to put out a sell recommendation on Steinhoff.
Really? What, has he just woken up after a two-year coma or something?
I suppose somebody's job's been Listen, your job is to analyze Steinhoff, not come out when you've got a report.
Yeah.
And 6 months later, he came out and said it was definitely a sell.
And I bet if you look back in his archives, whoever this fine fellow may be, he was probably buying it at 80.
I think they've given the job to a youngster. So they're blooding him on a nice, easy one. I remember on the trading floor, when you first came up, you were sent to the boards where all the penny stocks were and told, you know, you really can't mess this up. Trade there for 3 months and let's see how you go. So it's probably one of those situations.
And how did you go?
Yeah, well, I'm still here on time.
There we go, exactly. What, on the penny stocks or just here in general? Anyway, Greg.
So, in the markets, yeah.
So we've got that. Well done to you, I say. Stock Exchange News Service, that's the one thing I haven't looked at. Not in a couple really of hours, having been fascinated by Brexiteering, I'm going to press the button here, EOH Strategic Disposal of Data World Group, and that was at 16:35. And as the rest comes up, what have you seen since we spoke this morning on the opening?
Yeah, I see there was one late afternoon, telematics, the code is MIX, no, mixed telematics, announces the date of a second quarter fiscal 2020 conference call. Okay, that's not an important one.
Share price down 4.3%. That was the last time I saw it. Labatt Africa Limited, renewal of cautionary.
Yeah, some associates of mine are busy reversing some marijuana assets into that company. The share price did spike up to about 65 on the news. Now the deal's rumbling on. I think they're working on more in that space. But they had to renew the cautionary today. The share trading at 55 cents. So been buoyed on the news, but not followed through really.
Value Group Limited came out with its results for the 6 months ended 31st of August. Now, Value, I think, is that company that's associated with trucks that I see whizzing around South Africa with sort of orange logos. It's a logistics company, is it not?
Yes, correct. Logistics. The share price up 0.67%, up 4 cents, but also light on volume here, 20,000 shares, 120,000 rand. Market cap just over a billion.
Yeah.
She received an email from an analyst this morning, and the subject line was, when will the small caps, you know, come back into favor? And he gave a whole lot of parameters of things that need to happen. But obviously, you need economic growth here locally. So it seems like a distant dream at the moment.
Yeah, I conducted an interview with the CEO of a well-known asset management company. It's called The Asset Class. And you know what I like about the chat that I had? It's very simple for someone like me. It says, this is what's happening in South Africa. This is the reason why there are some pockets of value out there. And these are the stocks that I like and why. And it's not going into EBITDA and great reams of information. It just says this one, this one, and this one, and this is why. So have a listen to The Asset Class with Dr. Adrian Saville later on, Greg.
He is brilliant. That's his forte, really, to break the market down and explain it nicely. I've been to some of his talks. And he's actually brilliant. I look forward to listening to that.
And also have a listen to Annabel Bishop, the chief economist of Investec, and she's done her own analysis of the last 2 months' worth of industrial production in South Africa, and it's not pretty what she's come up with. It's not official stuff. It's just the work that she's done, and that, again, gives a backdrop to the South African economy and whether there is some kind of value out there and maybe we're reaching bottom. I don't know, but anyway. Greg, top five up and down, if you would.
Yeah, so I'll stick those two on my Twitter timeline there. The top five up into properties, obviously UK facing. Mediclinics had another good day, up another 4.5%. Coronation, I see, up 3.2%, still trading around the 40 Rand level, quite disappointing. Motus bouncing back from yesterday's hiding, up 3% to 74 Rand 30. African Rainbow Minerals up 2.849 rand and 7 cents.
Mondi PLC on the downside. I've gotten down nearly 5%. I've got Sappi down 3.2%. Those two tend to go in tandem, but they're very different companies in some ways. I mean, obviously they're linked, but they do different things in the same space, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, I did see an analyst report which is quite technical, but quite sort of negative on Mondi, and I think that sparked the selling, and obviously Sappi more or less in the same space, you know, tracked the Mondi move lower.
AECI, one we sort of ignore, bang bang as you call it, African Explosives, 2.6% down.
Yeah, I haven't sort of followed it for quite some time. Let me see if that's on any volume. Yeah, that's a bit of a smack down 2.4%, down to 97 Rand. about 10 million rands worth of shares trading. Seem to be sold off into the close really here, which is always a little bit troubling.
Clicks down 2.5% according to my screen, which is delayed. Billiton, a 1.8% loser after that update that they gave us earlier on, Greg. What did South 32 do after we spoke about that as well this morning?
Yeah, South 32, it finished up 1.6%. It did put in a high of 26 rand, finished at 25.43. Not a bad performance. If you just jump back to Clicks. I mean, Clicks has been on a sort of one-way bet for the last couple of days. You know, post the trading update, we still haven't had the results, but it just rocketed up. Felt like a short squeeze. But that 2.8% pullback will be of some relief to the shorter-term traders that are trying to pick a top there in Clicks.
From a selfish point of view, I have to ask about Discom, which is my fictitious short for my very fictitious hedge fund. Did Discom follow Clicks down?
No, it managed to pick up 16 cents, traded at 24.02, up 0.67%, but it's just trading water really at the moment.
Okay, and the final one, British American Tobacco, which is, again, one of my fictitious trades. I keep myself busy with these things.
Yeah, it's down 2.78 rand, 512. Actually, someone was listening to the pod and they contacted me and said, did Lindsay really say British American Tobacco is going to fall to 100 rands? I have to say, no, he felt it may fall by 100 rands. So clear that up.
Really? How old is this fellow?
He's around my age.
Greg, that's great. Outside of the ones we've just spoken about, which are obviously in the higher echelons of the JSE Securities Exchange, anything that's caught your eye?
No, it's been quieter. I think that we'll get on to the volume now, but it's quite big volume, really. I think with all these, you know, toing and froings with Brexit, I think it's just lit the market up a little bit. There's been quite a bit more volume than normal. Just looking through the list of the most active stocks, the usual suspects there, Naspers, Standard Bank, Prosus, and then Bidvest, First Rand, Impala. That's interesting. Trying to break to highs again. They're 104 rand 23. Wonder if Mr. Bickard started his tentative selling at this point.
We'll see. It has to be triggered at some stage as it becomes too big for his portfolio, but I'm sure he'd like to hold on to the whole lot. I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm putting words in his mouth. But anyway, we're only due for another chat in around about 2 months' time, Greg, just before Christmas. So anyway, give us the JSE indices on this Thursday.
All right, let's have a look. Banks down 0.20, financials down 0.02, industrials up 0.22, retailers up 0.33%, gold index up 0.33%, platinum, that's an Impala, I suppose, up 2.17%, the resources down 1%. That left the oil share down 0.7%, down 37 points, 56,054. As I said, the volume must be Mr. Shapiro's back in town. Volume's picked up 23.4 billion.
Greg Davies is the head of wealth at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. He'll be back with us tomorrow morning for the opening. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.